All right, so I'm here talking to Wynn Masters of GT Bicycles. Thanks, Wynn.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Wynn's got a nice little coffee milkshake there.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Tell us about your season coming up, because we're right at the beginning of it now.
Yeah, it's pretty much now right in the middle of the off season. In a couple of months, it's all on again, and doing most of the EWS and all of the World Cup down here. So
right.
It's a pretty busy schedule.
That was the plan for you last year as well, right?
Well, last year I was going to do all of both.
Oh, yeah.
So this year I'll pick and choose some races that if I'm not keen to do.
Do they clash much?
There's one clash, but... And then some others, like I might say, oh no, I don't want to go to that one. I didn't enjoy it last year, so...
Yeah. What? How many EWS races did you do last year?
I think I did five, but I was injured, so...
What was the best one?
Probably finale, finish and it's at the beach.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. Yeah. Probably like good place, one of the best places to have a race.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And so downhill's the priority, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's not really, like, normally I try and start off good in enduro and see how that goes.
Yeah, sure.
Because it starts off in New Zealand, so it makes it a bit better.
With the crankworks?
Yeah. And the first EWS is New Zealand and then Tasmania. It's all pretty close to this side of the world, which is good for a change.
Yeah, wicked.
Yeah.
Which downhill are you looking forward to the most?
Probably Fort William.
Is that where you go the best? Or?
Oh, I've had my best result at Fort William before. Yeah. And I was just good race, good atmosphere, big track. Pretty physical.
Yeah.
Big crowd and it's a good place there.
Any big changes this year to the bike or the team or the setup or anything?
Well, hopefully, I think we're testing some new changes in the next few weeks and we'll see
how
they go.
Tight-lipped about them, do you?
Oh, well, we haven't got the bike yet, so... Once we get the bike, we'll see how it goes, eh?
Yeah, watch it. You're going to bust out the National Champs frame that they did for you again? There was a World Champs.
We pretty much just kept that as a complete bike and put it on the wall.
Yeah, wicked.
When I'm old and I can't ride, I can just look at it.
Yeah. Remember back when you did ride?
Yeah. Tell my grandsons how good of a rider I was, and I'll just be, one of those grandparents.
Yeah.
Spins a big yarn.
Prattles on about the good old days.
The good old days when I was riding my bike down the hill in Italy. Yeah.
So you were up, you rode some local trails, Mount Vic yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. Quite like the cut lines in there.
Yeah, there was a few...
questionable sort of legality.
Yeah, a few unnamed trails that were quite interesting. But even the main trails were good. It's pretty good. That much mountain biking right next to the city. Can be on the hill in about 5 minutes. It's pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on illegal trails? Do you have to have an official line on that? Or?
Oh, for me, I ride them.
They're there?
Yeah. But... I don't know, if they're not going to affect someone else, like across a walking track or something, then it's fine.
There is some value to them, eh? Like they do allow a trail builder to sort of express themselves the way they want to without worrying about codes.
Build what you really want and make it as steep as you want or as hard as you want.
Yeah. The interesting thing I noticed as well with the legal trails is that they don't really seem to have that many injuries on them.
No, because you can't go so fast.
Yeah.
Whereas on a man-made bike park trail, you feel super safe because it's so easy.
Yeah.
But you're actually going 35 k's an hour. And you didn't notice because it feels easy.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So then you hit a tree, you're gonna drag it. Pretty much.
Yep.
Whereas a legal trail, you can't really let the brakes off. You go, if it's steep, you don't really go, can't go that fast. It's the same in the World Cup. They're making tracks faster and faster, but really the steeper tracks are probably safer.
Mm.
Yeah.
So they've got their place, but we probably wouldn't encourage people to run out and start building them.
No, you don't encourage it, but it happens naturally, doesn't it?
Does it?
Yeah.
So you're riding the big trail up at Macra tonight, the new one?
Yeah, we might ride that new one and check it out.
That'd be exciting, eh?
Yeah.
Interested to hear what you think about that one.
Should be good, eh?
It sounds pretty serious. I'm
gonna go into the shed. Apparently, yeah.
Pretty committing.
No one's ridden it yet or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think people have poked up it, haven't they, and sort of sessioned it, but maybe not top to bottom, I don't know.
We'll have a look anyway.
Yeah, we'll get
it. I don't know. Everyone said it's quite steep and some hard corners.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
So yeah, big goals for this season, anything?
Try not to put too much pressure on set results,
yeah.
But just try and be consistent.
Stay healthy
and have fun, really. Like, race well. If you're happy with your race, you did and not didn't leave anything out there, then it's sort of the main thing. But go after some good results. Try and start the season off strong.
Yeah, working.
Yeah.
You gonna make friends with the Athertons?
I was almost friends with G by the end of last season. So
you almost got in the tent?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about getting the tent, but you know, I shared a gondola with G and he was actually pretty nice guy.
Oh, wicked.
At Val d'Isole, yeah.
Is it quite exclusive, the tent?
Yeah, the tent's a very exclusive zone, and you know, it's fenced off.
Is it?
Yeah, they got an electric fence.
Oh, yeah.
Keep
the punters out.
Yeah. But, it's a good setup.
Yep.
And, we'll catch up with G at the start of the year.
Yeah.
Race season.
Oh, he's coming here?
No, I don't know if he'll come down, but I think we'll see him in Lourdes.
Yeah.
In France.
End of April. Is there no Cairns around this year?
It's World Champs in Cairns.
Oh,
in September.
I'm really not up with the plan.
So that's another good one.
Good choice.
Close to New Zealand.
That'll be massive, eh?
Yeah.
September. I wonder what the weather's doing in September in Cairns.
Normally it's good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not like a diabolical,
yeah,
slippery.
Well, it shouldn't be, because April's normally... March, April is normally the bad time.
Yeah.
When they've had it the last few years, and then it was wet.
Yeah.
So I think September should be all right.
Nice. So until then, pretty serious training or just having fun? Or
yeah, I'll train a fair bit, got a new trainer, so I'm just working on that.
So it's, you know, gym work, obviously some downhill to get the skills.
Yeah.
How much road riding do you do?
Early pre-season do more than the rest of the year, but normally once, twice a week.
Is it like a dirty little thing that downhillers don't talk about too much, or everyone just sort of does it and they don't mention it?
It's alright if you go to a race and you can beat some roadies.
For sure,
Then
I remember in the Taranaki Cycle Classic one year, actually, you came past on flat pedals. That was quite funny.
Yeah, I had flat pedals and no lycra, but
yeah.
I wouldn't... I've got a bit of an etiquette about my kit now, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. You got to wear lycra now.
Yeah, you wear lycra on a road bike, but off-road, you don't wear lycra.
Right.
It's banned.
Yeah. What about if you do a cross-country race?
Then you would wear baggies, because you're on a mountain bike.
Yeah, all right.
That's how it works, though.
It's like those Cannondale dudes in the World Cup circuit, eh?
Yeah, well, they're baggies. Cool. Yeah. They've made it cool.
But you don't wear baggies on the road bike?
No, you wear baggies on the road bike, you look like a bit of an idiot, you know?
Adam Diggle wears cut-off denim shorts on the road bike.
Depends.
Where does that fit with that old skin?
It doesn't fit in my etiquette. But
no denim cut-offs.
Depends how far you're going to ride, you know?
Yeah.
If you're just riding to work, well, then it's acceptable.
Oh, I think I've seen him do some four-hour rides in denim.
I won't be doing any of that.
No, not good.
It's not allowed.
It could be your thing, though, on the Like Eddie with his Hawaiian shirts in the beginning.
Yeah, leather jacket. He had a leather jacket.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. He did some World Cups with a leather jacket on.
In the race run.
I don't know if he raced in one, but
not just like off. Strutting around the pits.
No, riding.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He even went shirtless with the leather jacket on.
Bloody hell, that's loser.
Yeah.
You're gonna beat him this year.
Well, that's always the goal. You know, if you've got to beat someone, you may as well beat your brother.
Yeah.
So that start from there, but then
especially little brother, right?
Yeah. If he beats me, it's better than some guy from France. You know.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. His you know, last one down the hill run from last year was one of my favourite things of the whole year.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Yeah.
If only he can stay on the bike in the race run, then it could be a good year for him.
You'd be nuts though, right in your head, like if you'd sort of seeded first and then you were waiting up there all day and then you get your chance, you would go out the gate like he did, wouldn't you?
Well, if you haven't done it before, I'd say you would.
Yeah, just...
But you almost don't need to.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, you're seeding, you've already shown what you can do. As long as you backed it up with a solid run, people would be very impressed. But they were very impressed by the fastest three corners or whatever it was.
Yeah. He ended up quite far down the bank at one point, didn't he? There's this amazing footage of him sort of clawing his way back up it.
Yeah, that was quite lucky, that crash, unfortunately.
Well, that's true, yeah.
He was riding the bull, is to say.
Yeah, for sure. And you're also sort of trying to draw attention to concussions and all that, right?
With the racing. Yeah, pretty much. Just educate the young kids, because most of them, and even older ones as well, but they don't know anything about treatment or long-term effects of mistreated concussions.
It's a pretty massive risk, eh? Because I don't know how many concussions you need before it's a big problem, but
it can be one.
Yeah.
It's different for every person because everyone's brain's different.
Right, yeah.
But, there's not many people that know how you should actually rest afterwards or how you should treat it following the crash.
Just get back into their routine.
Yeah, and then it's almost promoted as being tough that you came back early and you raced straight away.
Yeah.
But that's just bullshit. You wouldn't be racing if your arm was broken.
Yeah.
So how can you be racing when your brain's broken?
Yeah.
That doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, no.
That's
a bad
point. And that's where the long-term damage is done.
Yeah. And so what about, you know, do you think the people in charge of the sport should be taking more of a role there? Or?
Yeah, I think the UCI should really have a protocol. Every other sport has a protocol.
Yeah.
It's almost very old mentality to not have any protocol for that. And they say they do, but I don't see anything. I've seen riders, like, you just watch their crash reel or the highlight where riders are crashed, it's pretty obvious they're knocked out.
Yeah.
They're always racing the next week or even the next day.
Yeah, for sure.
So how can they say that they've got a protocol?
Yeah. There must be a lot of pressure, you know, like to keep racing.
It's financial pressure for a start.
Yeah.
And then where are you to make a decision when you fell on your head?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't work properly, so.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to ride because that's what you love to do.
Yeah. Do you think your insurance covers it at all? Have you looked into that?
No, I haven't really looked into that.
Yeah, I wonder if there might be some income protection or something.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be long term.
Nah, for sure, yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think there needs to be at least a lot more education regarding it.
Yeah.
And it's not just in mountain bike, it's in a lot of sport, but a lot of sports already have a protocol. Pretty much all sports have a protocol.
Yeah, it's taken a while to shake that tough guy mentality, eh?
But they still think they're tough, and it's all about watching the big hits. You watch any highlight of any other sport, they always show the big hit.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's a legend, he got up from that.
Yeah, the All Black who rips his nutsack open and gets back on the field, you know, legendary.
But if his head's damaged, he's back on the field, well, then he's just causing himself long-term damage down the track.
Yeah.
He might not know until he's 40 and then he's depressed and shoots himself or whatever.
Yeah.
It's very common in NFL.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Like later life suicide as a result of your trauma.
Yeah. From, the movie CTE, Concussion, shows...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shows all this, and it's a CTE, it's a disease.
Yeah.
Of in the brain that begins from a concussion or multiple.
Oh, that's good, man.
So I think that needs to be promoted.
So you rode with some Groms last night, you know?
Yeah.
Up and coming Wellington shredders.
Yeah.
Apart from sort of looking after their head, any other advice for people who want to, you know, ride bikes for a living?
Pretty much, they just ride as much as possible, really, and enjoy what you're doing. It's,
don't really like her off-road.
You don't really like her off-road.
What about gravel?
Eh?
Gravel.
Gravel's nearly off-road, so I'd say...
Baggies?
Yeah, you'd be on the baggies.
So if you're going to go do a Tarada loop in New Plymouth, and you're going to take a turn off and head toward Wongamomina, you're in baggies.
Yeah, I don't know, I haven't done that gravel...
It's good gravel.
Mm. I don't have big enough tyres normally for that sort of thing.
Yeah, you do. You got a cross bike now, don't you?
Yeah, but the tyres are still road tyres.
Yeah. What size? 28s?
Yeah, it might be.
You'd be all right with 28s, I reckon.
But no, I don't. With road tyres, I didn't like going on the gravel. Too many flat tyres.
Just trying to huck potholes and stuff.
Yeah. But it happens.
Alright, so anything else that you're particularly excited about with the 2017 season?
Not massively.
You're heading back to Austria, is that where you're
based? Germany.
Germany, yeah.
Based in Munich. And with my girlfriend there, so I'll spend most of the season there.
Nice to see her, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be good. Back in Europe.
Well, she was over here recently, right? And you climbed the mountain, eh?
Yeah, climbed the Mount Tierney.
It's a classic, yeah.
Had to do that.
So she's gone back now?
She's back, just back to work.
Yeah.
So then I'll go back there in start of April.
Cool.
And then, Lord's is at the end of April.
Choice.
And hopefully it's dry this year.
And who do you reckon the riders to watch this year are? Who do you reckon's a dark horse, someone that doesn't get a lot of attention but would probably pull out some good results this year?
Dark horse. There's probably a couple.
Yeah.
Well, Loris Vergier would be a dark horse.
Yeah. Because he's come up through the juniors, eh?
Yeah, and he came. Last year was an elite.
Yeah.
And, he had a second night, so he could win.
Yeah.
And now he's on the Santa Cruz Syndicate. So
yeah.
He could be good. I'd say Remy Thurion could be fast to start the season in France.
Yeah.
And then you've got the rest of them.
Yeah. And the Kiwis, who's on form?
Be hard to say. George could be strong.
Yeah.
My brother, if he stays on for the whole 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
He's not doing the 8-second bull ride, but if he stays on, he could be up there, I'd say.
Yeah.
Depends how his training goes. He drinks too much normally.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Yeah.
You don't anymore.
I drink too much water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always going to the toilet.
Not poisoning myself.
It's antisocial.
Yeah. Yeah, very antisocial. Got a water drinking problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The most hydrated World Cup athlete.
Yeah, tried lots of treatments, but they just haven't worked.
That might be, what you're known for now.
Mm.
Be like, that man is well hydrated.
Drunk on water.
Yeah. It does make you crazy, if you drink too much of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
Well,
thanks for chatting.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, we'll look forward to seeing your progress.
It should be good.